BBC News. The Red Cross in Nigeria is warning that communities affected by extensive flooding could soon see outbreaks of disease. A representative for the charity said people whose homes had been submerged were living in boats and trying to protect their roofing material from looters. Police in Iran have said they will investigate an officer accused of the sexual harassment of a female protester as anti-government demonstrations continue for a fifth week. A video posted online shows two members of the riot police trying to arrest a young woman, with one of them appearing to molest the woman before she falls to the ground. British scientists have unravelled a mystery surrounding one of nature's most incredible journeys. Every year, mature eels leave European rivers to travel more than 5,000 kilometres across the Atlantic Ocean to the Sargasso Sea. Helen Briggs has more.
Eels arrive in British waters as tiny, transparent glass eels, having drifted across the Atlantic for months. They mature in rivers, growing up to a metre long, then swim all the way back across the ocean to reproduce once and die. In a study published in the journal Scientific Reports, researchers at the Environment Agency used satellite tagging to track mature eels on the last leg of their journey from the Azores to the Sargasso Sea, providing the first direct evidence of adult European eels reaching this spawning ground.
Helen Briggs. And Rugby League's World Cup gets underway in the English city of Newcastle later on Saturday, with the host nation's men's side taking on Samoa. The tournament was delayed for a year owing to the coronavirus pandemic, and organisers hope the competition's global exposure could define the sport for years to come. For the first time, the men's, women's and wheelchair tournaments are being held simultaneously. There will be 61 games across 21 different venues. BBC News.